Over the past several years of litigation involving my children, I have learned something that most people never realize until they are forced into the legal system themselves. The truth is often buried in public records. Court filings, property records, business registrations, numerous judgments, foreclosures, and eviction proceedings all create a documented history that exists independently of what anyone claims in a courtroom. These records are not opinions or allegations. They are filings that become part of the permanent public record once a case enters the court system. During the course of my custody battle, I began reviewing records connected to Yusuf Fatai in order to better understand the financial representations being made in court. What emerged from those records was a pattern of legal and financial disputes appearing across multiple years, spanning different states such as Georgia, California, and Indiana, including over 30 civil lawsuits involving him or the three entities registered to him, monetary judgments, garnishments, writ of fifas, foreclosure-related filings, and eviction proceedings tied to properties associated with him. Civil lawsuits typically arise when one party believes they have suffered financial harm, a contractual obligation has not been met, or a debt remains unpaid. When a lawsuit is filed, the dispute enters the court system and becomes part of the public docket. In several instances reflected in court records involving Yusuf Fatai, Star Ventures Autos, Star Ventures Real Estate and Properties, Star Ventures Atlantic Logistics, and Star Global Enterprise, these disputes progressed beyond the initial filing stages and resulted in numerous judgments. A judgment is not merely an allegation. It represents a determination by the court that one party prevailed and that money or relief was owed under the law. Property records also reflect foreclosure-related activity involving properties associated with Yusuf Fatai. Foreclosure proceedings generally occur when mortgage payments fall significantly behind and the lender initiates legal action in order to recover the property securing the loan. These filings are handled through the courts and are documented through county property and court records. Similarly, housing records reflect eviction proceedings tied to properties connected to him. Eviction cases typically arise when a landlord seeks to remove a tenant from a property due to non-payment of rent or violations of lease agreements, and these cases also become part of the public court record once filed. Individually, any single lawsuit or financial dispute might be explained as the result of a difficult period in someone's life. However, when multiple legal actions appear across different courts and over an extended period of time, they form a broader legal history that raises questions about financial stability and transparency. These issues take on particular importance within the context of family court, where judges rely heavily on representations regarding income, housing stability, assets, and financial resources when making decisions that affect the well-being of children. Family court proceedings often operate on the assumption that the information presented by the parties is accurate and complete. When publicly available records appear to present a more complicated picture, those records become part of the larger context surrounding the case. They provide a factual history that exists outside the narratives offered during litigation. This blog exists to document my experience navigating a system that holds tremendous power over families and children. In reviewing the public record, I did not create the lawsuits, judgments, foreclosure filings, or eviction cases connected to Yusuf Fatai. Those filings were created by courts, lenders, landlords, and litigants long before I began writing about them. What I have done is take the time to examine those records and recognize the pattern they reveal. Public records exist so that anyone can verify the facts for themselves. When those records tell a story that differs from what is presented in court, like in my divorce, the discrepancy deserves the public's attention. This is why I believe family courts need more transparency and a general overhaul. Transparency is not about personal attacks or retaliation. It is about acknowledging the documented record and allowing the public to see the full picture.